With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Montana Health Department confirmed 803 new COVID-19 cases today and reported 8 more deaths from the virus. Montana's COVID-19 death toll is 826. 10 large Montana hospitals this week are beginning to vaccinate frontline healthcare workers against COVID-19. Kevin Trevlin reports for YPR News, the shot won't be mandatory at One Helena Hospital, which still expects most of its employees to get vaccinated.
Spokesperson Katie Gallagher said Tuesday roughly 70% of the 1,200 St. Peter's Health employees who responded to a recent survey want or are interested in getting vaccinated. She said staff members wanted more information about the science behind the vaccine and known risks and benefits.
Our staff have the exact same questions that the community has around efficacy, around how long the vaccine is going to last.
Gallagher said St. Peter's will begin vaccinating employees Wednesday. Clinical pharmacy manager Tom Richardson said he expects higher uptake numbers as Montanans see their colleagues get inoculated with minimal side effects. A Kaiser Family Foundation survey published Tuesday found that 71% of Americans would probably or definitely get the COVID-19 vaccine, an 8% jump from September. It also found a slightly higher than average hesitancy to get vaccinated among healthcare workers. 29% said they probably or definitely would not get the vaccine. Experts estimate around 70% of the population needs to get vaccinated for herd immunity, the point at which the virus can be held in check. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
More than 3,000 people in Montana have been hospitalized with severe cases of COVID-19. One hospital in Billings has started celebrating each recovered patient's return home with a new code, Joy. Nikki Willett reports for YPR News on Billings Clinic's send-off for one of their own.
So they are on the elevator right now.
Just a week ago, machines were artificially doing the work of Ellen Edlund's lungs and heart. Edlund, a 20-year Billings Clinic registered nurse hospitalized with serious complications from COVID-19, credits her recovery to her colleagues' expertise and an outpouring of community support and prayer. On Monday, a wheelchair carried her out of the hospital through a tunnel of cheering healthcare workers as the opening notes of Beethoven's Ode to Joy pumped through the hospital speakers, a new signal for each COVID-19 patient who leaves the Billings Clinic.
It takes a village, and because of all of your guys' love and care and support, I'm leaving today.
Edlund says she's an otherwise healthy person, but after a nearly month-long battle against the coronavirus, she's thrilled to be alive.
It tried to kill me. There's really not a lot of explanation why I survived this. And it's a virus. I thought I had the flu. It hit me that hard.
Edlund says many people less ill than she have died from the virus. She encouraged everyone to take simple steps. Wash your hands, wear a mask.
It's not taking away your American rights. It's just keeping people safe. And we're going to get through it, but you just need a little more time.
In Billings, I'm Nikki Willett for YPR News.
A second shipment of COVID-19 vaccinations is expected in Montana next week, with doses earmarked for healthcare workers in smaller communities. At a vaccination event for frontline workers in Billings today, Montana Governor Steve Bullock said the state expects to receive the Moderna vaccine next week, pending Food and Drug Administration emergency use authorization.
So in addition to the 18,000 Moderna, which is commitment, we do anticipate additional Pfizer vaccines coming in next week as well, but won't know what those actual counts are until Friday of every week.
Unlike the Pfizer vaccine that arrived at the state's 10 largest hospitals this week, Moderna's does not require cold storage and comes in smaller batches, making it easier to distribute to rural care facilities. The state vaccination plan calls for inoculating healthcare workers and residents of senior and long-term care facilities before others in the general public. Bullock says the state expects to receive 60,000 doses by the end of the year. The Electoral College formally certified the election results yesterday, affirming President-elect Joe Biden's win. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports that Montana's Republican congressional delegates are acknowledging the vote.
Montana's Republican congressmen have stood behind President Donald Trump over the last month as he challenged the election results in court. Trump alleged, without proof, widespread voter fraud in the election. The Electoral College vote on Monday confirmed that Biden will be the next president of the United States. Following a request for comment on the outcome, Senator Steve Daines provided an emailed statement he gave Monday before the Electoral College results were announced. Daines said, quote, "The Electoral College meets today, Congress will ratify the results in January, and a president will be sworn into office on January 20th, unquote. U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte, Montana's governor-elect, said in an emailed statement that, quote, "Americans cast their ballots, the Electoral College convened yesterday and voted for Joe Biden as our next president," unquote. A spokesperson for Senator John Tester, Montana's lone Democrat in Congress, said Tester is glad the Electoral College stood firm against attempts to overturn the election. Montana's next Republican congressman, Matt Rosendale, who will be sworn in January, did not respond to a request for comment by deadline. I'm Shaylee Reger, Montana Public Radio News.